Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. On Monday, May 20th, Amy Nelson's going to come on, and we're going to talk social media, but specifically how to drive revenue and connect with important stakeholders that matter to you in your business using social media. The next day, we have Nosheen Chen, and she's going to lead a presentation about how to become a better communicator, how to increase those skills faster, because that's going to help you not just connect with new people, new clients, but also get your idea across better. Ton of takeaways in that presentation. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
Ask Pat.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and this is episode 47 of Ask Pat. I'm here for you. I'm here to help answer your online business questions 5 days a week. And today I want to mention a resource. Actually, this is a recent podcast episode on my other podcast, smartpassiveincome.com. That is episode 100. Session 100. It was a great episode. I was able to bring Jeremy Franson and Jason Van Orden from Internet Business Mastery on the show, who were really big influencers of myself when I first started. So the link to that is smartpassiveincome.com/session100. And they have a great program over there, Internet Business Mastery, and also their academy as well for premium training. So let's get into today's question, which is from Lauren. And this is about specifically her travel site and monetization. Let's hear it.
Hey, Pat. My name is Lauren, and I have a travel website called Northwest Trip Finder. It's at nwtripfinder.com, and it's loaded with content to help you plan your trips in the Pacific Northwest. My question is about monetization, and I'd like for you to think outside the box a bit for this. I've been at this since early 2008, and I'm not really making any money. Here's what I've got going for me. My site has good authority on some key topics. I have decent traffic, about 50,000 page views a month, so pretty decent. And I have an email newsletter that goes to about 1,000 people. The problem is I don't make much money. I barely break even. And the monetization tactics that I have tried have not really worked. Let's see. I have an ebook on Amazon, and I have modest affiliate income for things like camping gear. So do you have any outside-the-box ideas for monetizing a travel website that's focused on a niche, in my case, the Pacific Northwest? Thank you so much. I really appreciate it. Bye.
Hi, Lauren. Thank you so much for your question. And even though people listening out there might not have a travel blog, or maybe even if they do, it's not specific to the region that you're targeting, I think my answer here is going to help, at least help people understand how you can be creative with how you sell or monetize, because you've obviously been doing this for a while, since 2008, and you are monetizing. You said you're breaking even, which leads me to believe you're doing a lot of small things to earn from your website. Like you said, affiliate marketing, you have an ebook, which is great. Those are all great things to help build your authority. And like you said, you have amazing authority. Now it's time to take that authority to the next level. So here's a couple ideas that I have. Actually, this reminds me of an issue that I had with somebody in one of – I didn't have an issue with this person, but they had the same issue in my one-day business breakthrough event that I hold with Chris Ducker every once in a while whenever he flies to the U.S. We had somebody who had a travel site, but it was specific to Tibet. And we had an amazing idea, because what happens is we usually get together before this one-day business breakthrough, and we look at everybody's businesses. We ask them questions beforehand, like, what's your biggest struggle? What do you want? And this person was looking for ways to monetize her site about Tibetan travel. And we had this great idea to actually bring – I mean, she had a ton of authority, like you said you do. And our idea was to create an event, a live event, put together a travel package for people, fly them to Tibet, meet up, because there was a community building on this site. And how awesome would it be for people who are interested in Tibet communicating with each other on a Tibetan website to fly to Tibet together and just experience Tibet in the most amazing way possible there live in person. And that was our idea. And it was a huge hit. Unfortunately, she sort of shot it down right away because there are some issues with the travel and the embassies and all that stuff. Like, it wasn't going to be easy. And that was, you know, obviously international travel. But I feel there's an opportunity for you to do this. And think about it. I mean, you have 50,000 visitors a month to your website, which is huge. That's more than my security guard training niche site, which is getting about $32,000 a month and is making about $2,000 to $3,000 a month. But I feel you can make way more by just having a very high-end package for people, a travel package, people going to the Pacific Northwest, and you can even change, you can do this twice a year, maybe once a year, just make it a big, huge event where people get together, people who are a part of your community, and you can make a little bit of money off the top in addition to what the cost might be for hotel, travel, and sightseeing, and anything that would go on when people come together. I really feel like there's a huge opportunity there. And when you think about it, 50,000 people coming to your website, you might only need 10 people. 10 people to pay $5,000, for example. That's 50 grand. And have a week-long amazing excursion, and you would easily be able to profit from that. It would be sort of like how Chris just recently put on the Tropical Think Tank event, which was a week-long event in the Philippines. That, and people were paying thousands of dollars to come and visit. And yes, that was more of a conference type of feel, but people were going there, obviously, because it's a destination area as well. And I feel if people are on your site and they are raving fans of you, you know, there's going to be a small percentage, but you wouldn't need very many people who would take that opportunity to go and see you and see everybody else and just connect with everybody and just experience everything there is to experience there. So that's one idea. That's a big thing. I know it's huge, might sound scary, but you know, a lot of people do this. A lot of internet marketers that I know in the past that are making millions, they charge 50 grand, 100 grand for people to come and fly and hang out with them in their hometown. So why can't people pay you a good amount of money to experience what your site is exactly about and not just read about what you're talking about, but actually experience it? And imagine when you do that, you document it and you share that on your blog for the people who weren't able to make it. The next time you do it, you're going to get more people excited and you're going to make even more money. And you know, I don't think there's any better way to monetize. You know, so you know, the online thing, yeah, it's working a little bit for you, but how about taking it offline, even if it's just once or twice a year? I really think you could profit from that. Now, if that's a little scary, maybe you want to do something in between, you could do, you know, webinars into like a sort of travel package. So you can have sort of done-for-you packages where you could take something off the top. You wouldn't necessarily have to go in person every time someone gets this package, but it could be a package you set up and you get deals with hotels and airlines and, you know, gear perhaps, and, you know, you make some money off the top from selling these packages. And I think that would be a really interesting way to go about it as well. Again, just some creative ideas, sort of offline thinking. I think the travel packages would work because it's more automated. You know, you'd have these things set up. Hey, for $2,500, you could spend a week. Here's the place that you would stay at. It's available these weeks. You know, sort of like you're almost acting like an Airbnb, I guess you could say. If you don't know what Airbnb is, you can go to airbnb.com and check that out. But you're sort of acting as a mediator or the liaison between a person who's interested in this area and the people who are in that area who want to provide services to people who are interested in that area. So I hope that makes sense. And the reason I mentioned webinars is that would be a great way for people who are in your audience for free to show them what they'll do and what's available. You might even get people who you connect with in these areas, hotels, you know, sightseeing areas and things like that, to come on the webinar with you and talk about what they would see if they go. You know, get that real life one-on-one experience and interaction with your audience. So hopefully that helps, Lauren. Again, just thinking out of the box there. And for those of you listening, you know, you might want to take things offline every once in a while. It's been working really well for myself and Chris Ducker, obviously, who just held Tropical Think Tank, like I said. And, you know, there's nothing like meeting people in person. And everybody who was there is, you know, was so excited to be in the Philippines. And, you know, I'm more of a raving fan of Chris Ducker now. And I'm sure people who were there because they had an amazing experience, they're even more of a raving fan as well. And, you know, not only that, we've been talking about it like mad and showing photos on the web and stuff. And, you know, it's going to be even better the next time around. So Lauren, hopefully that helps you. Thank you so much for your question. Again, the resource of the day here is episode 100 of the Smart Passive Income Podcast, which you can find at smartpassiveincome.com/session100. And this quote is directly related to those of you who have tried and tried and tried and things may not be working out. You just got to keep trying. So this is a quote, and I may have said this before, but it's a great quote. I have to mention it again if I did. This is from Thomas Edison, and he said, "I have not failed 10,000 times. I have not failed once. I have succeeded in proving that those 10,000 ways will not work. When I have eliminated the ways that will not work, I will find the way that will work." So Lauren, you've tried these other things and it's not working out for you. Why don't you try these? Maybe just one time. Give it a test run, validate it. And if it works, maybe this is your thing. Maybe this is your thing. Lauren, thank you so much. And for those of you out there who have a question, head on over to askpat.com. And hope to hear from you there. Thanks so much. See you in the next episode. Hey there. Thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while. And that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show. For now, at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income Podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income Podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.